innuendo lesbian Yoplait commercial where they were like eating yogurt, and she'd done a movie. So she thought maybe I could get an audition, goes to her music manager and is like, can you find a way so I can please audition for this? Which is so wild because Leisha, when the show was running, was the only out gay woman on the show. And she had to like find her way into this casting process. Meanwhile, Kate had been, this is, I want to read this line. Kate said, I was in New York City hungry for work. I'd fallen into a predictable pattern, shuffling between being in the mix to it's not going forward more times than I could count. I was accustomed to the disappointment by then and told myself this was part of paying my dues. Only 4 years deep into trying this professionally, I was painfully aware of the rejection. And I said, oh my God, you got famous 4 years into this.
I know. After like literally putting in 10 years and then finally like being looked at and being called like an emerging like talent, which is something that happens to, I feel like, more often than not, comedians who go I've been doing this for 10 years. I'm so glad I'm emerging. But
yeah, I'm finally emerging from the cocoon of hell.
Truly. Yeah, I did like that like parallel of like, Leisha Haley is working in a sunglasses hut. And Kate's like in New York being like, I guess it's only been 4 years, but I did deal with so much rejection. And it's like, okay, girly.
I know.
Girlina.
Leisha said like a guy walked in who last time she saw him, she had like a hit record, a record deal. And now he was like, what are you doing here? And she's like, shopping for sunglasses. And then someone comes over and they're like, get to work. And she was like, okay, I need to change my life.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, it's also so funny because we find out that Kate is a Nepo cousin to Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
Who is a Nepo daughter to Blythe Danner. And it's interesting because Kate was like, she said as a child, she was watching a movie and was like, oh my God, that's my aunt. And they have to explain to her like, that's Blythe. Like she's a famous actress. And she said, but that's not what got her into the business. Like not Gwyneth and not Blythe. Like just she found it on her own, but then thankfully had them to like help guide her. And like,
yeah. And I think like, I think she was like open about it. It might not have like shepherded her into this life, but I think like because her mom was even a dancer, it opened up like this as a possibility. Some people don't even know it's on the table, but from a young age, she knew it was on the table.
And I think that's so beautifully said. And I thought it was so beautifully addressed in the book of like, even knowing something is on the table from a very young age is so monumentally helpful. Mm-hmm. And I think when the Nepo kid thing gets weird is that they're like, wait, I have to try and work hard. Not everything was handed to me, you know, and they feel defensive. But it's also just this idea of like, man, the privilege of knowing that job existed and you could have it from a young age changes your cells. I don't know if you knew that we could do this for a living, but like, I thought the only options were be Julia Roberts. I was like, surely you can't write. Like how I just had no, I don't know, I had no frame of reference that like someone had even written the movie. And so it took me so long to be like, wait a minute, I can create?
Yeah, and that there are all these different avenues and it's probably not going to look like Julia Roberts. But that doesn't mean that you're failing. And I think for so long, until literally recently, I was like, oh my God, like none of this is failing. Like even working at the sunglasses hut, that's not failing. It's because like this journey isn't linear and being able to be shown that like maybe up close if your family has even a hand in the industry at all can be really helpful.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. And yeah, that is one of the best parts of the book too in the long arc of their careers. But in this moment, they basically both get this audition for Shane. And this is the role for the non-femme of the show. And so when they go in the casting room, they say all the Jennies are to the left and Shane's are to the right. And they just, without even asking Kate and Leisha, or they're like, okay, go to the Shane corner. You're clearly the two Shanes. And so then they become best friends. And Kate gets the role, which is funny because Leisha says, like, can you imagine me as Shane? That makes no sense. And I'm like, yeah, I can't even believe.
It would have been so wild.
Yeah.
And it's so wild that, and I already knew this lore that, like, that the network didn't want Kate as Shane and that Eileen had to, like, the show creator had to fight for her with the network. But that makes so much sense because they don't know what women are attracted to because those guys are guys and they're not gay women.